You know what, Dave? The rear view mirror is small and the windshield is big. There's a reason for that, because you got to go forward.
Gallahorn, how are you this week? Guess what? Today, as we record, it's Tuesday. We have rookies reporting to camp.
Rook dog, get in there. Get your work done.
Mike Hughes, cornerback, UCF.
Ryan O'Neal, offensive tackle, University of Pittsburgh.
Jalen Holmes, defensive line, The Ohio State University.
Tyler Conklin, tight end,
and Central Michigan University.
Daniel Carlson, Auburn University kicker.
Kobe Gossett, offensive line, Appalachian State University.
Adi Aruna, defensive end, Tulane University.
Devontae Downs, linebacker, Cal Berkeley.
We have quarterbacks, and we have the sick and lame there to be attended to. The few select with injuries that they are working and getting ready for the season.
The beginning of the journey is today, huh?
It's today. In a way. And there you see my dual threat, Mr. Drew Bunting.
Meow, meow.
How you doing, Drew?
We're the old man dual threat. I'm doing fine. I'm a grandpa. Everything's nice. Everything's good. My life is complete now. Levi has arrived.
Cool. And is he all decked out in Vikings gear yet?
Yeah! He's all decked out. I just got pictures about a half an hour ago. Nikki sent me pictures of him yawning.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, a yawn has never looked so sweet. he's just a sparkle in my eye now. It's been a long 4 days. Everything leading up to it has been fantastic, though. If he's here for his first full season, and now we can get going on winning a championship.
Cool. Well, speaking of get going, today, as we just discussed, the rookies, quarterbacks, and the injured report to camp. Thursday, the veterans report camp, and our first practice with the rookies is tomorrow afternoon following a Mike Zimmer press conference in the morning. But on Friday, when there was scheduled to be a practice, unfortunately, it's been canceled. And the reason it's been canceled is, as most viewers know, most Vikings fans know, our offensive line coach, Tony Sparano, passed away Sunday morning at his home. This Friday, the team will be attending his memorial service.
Rest in peace, Tone. It's a sad day.
It is a sad day. Now, it's another piece of adversity, but this team has overcome that and more. Heck, even under Coach Zimmer's reign, he's dealt with so much.
Where do we begin, honestly?
And it has just helped bond them together even closer over these last few years. And I think this will be no different. I think it will strengthen them. I think it will strengthen the offensive line. It should be interesting. It should be interesting, though. And it's just one of those things we're going to watch early on.
Yeah, it's everybody handles all these things differently. It's going to be, as a team, you got to move forward. I mean, there's not much you can say about it other than let people vent the way they want to vent, let them grieve, and while continuing to try to keep your eye on the prize. It's a tough spot. But what are you going to do? You're kind of forced. You got to move forward.
Well, it gives an opportunity for some players to step up in their own leadership. on that squad.
That's correct, Dave. Leadership is going to have to shine through right now. A big, and big part of it.
Where do you think that leadership's going to come from?
Zimmer, then trickle down. Probably more, you know, when it comes to leadership from a player standpoint, we're pretty heavy on the defensive side. So it'll probably be defensive guys rounding the entire team up. But, you know, it could come from anywhere, really, when you're dealing with somebody like something like this. It's can really bring your team together. I mean, it's just a matter of, like I said, try to keep yourself focused through all the, I mean, the stringer thing that happened, it was horrible. I mean, how do you deal with all that? How do you deal with it? Death is never a good thing. You got to try to look forward.
As you told me earlier this week, I'm hoping that Pat Elflein steps up, gathers the whole offensive line together.
Well, if you're talking about that specific group, I'd say it would have to be him. I mean, last year he's a rookie. When you're a rookie, you're kind of looking at everybody else, kind of getting a feel for everything. But Pat Elflein, that's his group as far as I'm concerned. That is his group now. And he goes to training camp this year knowing this is my group. And they are going to be leaning on him, whoever the coach may be, to run that group the way he knows how to run it. And I'm fully confident he can. That it's his group in my eyes. So let's see him get with it.
Well, I sure hope so. And I hope they do a lot better than what PFF rated our lovely squad at. And there's been a whole lot of love given by PFF. And I say that sarcastically.
They don't give us a whole lot of love. Zeppelin gave us a whole lot of love. You know what I'm saying? PFF or not. I mean, they don't like us.
Well, PFF can be wrong. Without a doubt, PFF can be wrong.
You need to talk to those people. They're wrong about a lot of stuff. You need to talk to them. Talk to them.
I need to call Derek or Dr. Eric Eager. Drop him a line and say, hey.
Dr. Eric Eager.
I think your stuff is bullshit.
Give me his number. I'll talk to him.
I understand where they're coming from. I just think, and they do too. They admit it too, that you can get into chemistry, you can get into leadership, you can get into playing as a whole. You can get into scheme, you can get into coaching. But that production as a whole unit can be better than, you know, each individual person added up. So, you know, it's greater than the sum.
Sure.
And I think with the news of Sperano, Pat Elflein going into his second year, which should be his step-up year, and taking the reins, because now whoever the O-line coach is, he comes in after this group is already formed. They're already there. They played all together last year.
That's right? Why you gotta promote from within, because the assistant to the offensive line coach has already worked with Sperano. He already knows the schemes. He already knows the players. He already knows what they want to do. I can't see Zimmer bringing somebody in from the outside at this point. Can you? I mean,
no. I think it's either the assistant to Sperano, and I forget his name, or the tight ends coach. One of the two.
I think it should be you, dude. You know blocking like nobody's business. I've talked breakdowns of blocking with you. I have full confidence you could run that squad.
Yeah, well, it's old school. Yeah, I believe on hat and very much out physically the guy across from you, just literally beating him down every play.
Well, that's why we need you in there. That's what I'm talking about. Beat him down, man.
And you win with technique. Believe it or not, you win with technique. I had a coach show me a long time ago, if your technique is sound, you can block, successfully block, pancake block, somebody that's over 100 pounds heavier than you. And I did it. I know for a fact it works.
You're a pancake blocker?
I'm a pancake blocker. You betcha. And
yeah, baby.
There's nothing so satisfying from the offensive lineman's point of view than destroying the defensive guy opposite him.
Were you technically sound? Did you have the beard? No, you didn't have the beard back then.
No, I didn't have the beard back then.
Oh, that takes away from the little bit of being technically sound then.
Well, it probably does. But anyway, speaking of sound, that's your end of the department.
I could picture you being a pancake blocker myself. That's pretty good. I could see that.
No, it was just you get the right leverage, you get underneath, you get up, and boom, you can put them on their butts. And that's all it takes.
I'm going to be concerned about this squad. The more we do shows, the more leading up to it. It's weird. I feel like, I don't know if we've gotten better from the starting standpoint, but I feel like our depth is better. Does that make sense? But I don't, you know, I don't know if we've really gotten any better.
Well, for the O-line, for that unit, no, I agree with you. There's question marks. Berger last year was by far one of the best of the group. He obviously retired. We're filling that hole, whether it be Mike Remmers and then Rashad Hill on the right, tackle side. We don't know if it's better, but we do know that the reserves, the backups, Gossett and Isadora and everyone else back
there. And O'Neal.
And O'Neal fighting for that starting job will be right. Better. It's going to push them. The better number twos you have, the more pushing of the number ones you have, and that's got to help. And, of course, they're going against the best. I don't give a shit what PFF says. The best defensive line.
Now, that's technically sound. I like that. Bring it.
They're going to go and give them hell every day, and they teach each other. It's a team deal. If Everson Griffin, you know, wipes out Reef, he's going to come back and say, next time, look for me to do this. Look for me to do that. You know, hey, if you go up with your arm, I'm going to slap it down. So hit me inside. Don't pancake block me.
I feel better. Like if the guy gets dinged up, I'm going to feel better that we have better guys. That was the problem before, is that we couldn't even afford one guy to get hurt. So we got a little bit better guys coming in. And like you said, they're going to be practicing against really good players. So all in all, they're going to be ready to go. I mean, the Soprano thing is terrible, but we have a goal and we have a direction. And Zimmer knows overall. Now, I don't know how much he was involved in game planning, sitting around the table. I don't know if Soprano was involved. If he's involved in that, that's going to be a little bit more challenging. If he was in on the with Shermer and Zimmer when they were coming up for the game plans, which change week to week depending on your opponent, I don't know how much Soprano was involved in that. If he's involved in that, I mean, that's a lot more to take on than just the positional coach. You're talking offensive plays.
Right. Well, and Soprano had head coaching experience. And I believe he was probably very much involved in that. But we have DeFilippo came in. You have Zimmer. Zimmer will give the big picture. Hey, I want to do this. How are you going to accomplish that? DeFilippo will go, hey, here's my dreams and schemes. My new O-line coach will say, yes, we can work it this way. Zimmer will go, well, they plan to play this defense, so this is how we beat that defense. And all that will get tied in, stirred together. They'll plan it. They'll chalkboard it. They'll get it up and draw plays and do everything they need to, and then they'll institute that. I think, and no matter who is selected, I think that crew is tight enough and been around long enough that that process of evaluating the last game and then immediately going into the next game's game plan will be smooth. I think it should be very smooth, you know, even with DeFilippo being the new OC. I don't see that much of a hiccup. I know everybody says, well, yeah, well, it may take him a few games to get ready. I'm hoping, and I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I hope it's almost seamless. And I expect it to be almost seamless. So I expect by the first game that on all cylinders.
As much as I know you, though, you demand excellence, though, Dave. I mean, more than the average normal human being. You demand a high standard. Your bar is set high, Dave. It's not low.
No. So, and it has to be. Have you got anything else for this show?
No, I think I'm I just wanted to get something going and get flying on this training camp because I'm fired up.
We got more of this coming, hopefully, at least once a week, if not more. We will check it out. We will see. And we'll talk to everybody later. So what do you say, Drew?
Meow, meow, Viking cow.
Skull Viking.